Hello, this is Michael Novenson with Information Security Media Group. We're going to be discussing managed detection and response today with Vinu Thomas. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Driven Technologies. Good afternoon, Vinu. How are you?
Good afternoon, Michael, and thank you again for the opportunity.
Thank you so much for making the time here. Off the top, why don't you get a sense of the most significant changes you've seen in recent years when it comes to the evolving threat landscape?
Yeah, Michael, that's a great question. Look, the threat landscape has essentially been evolving every year. Now, there are some seismic shifts that have happened in the market. And if you go back almost a decade or so, we've gone from essentially having applications, data, users, infrastructure, everything being centralized to essentially now moving towards this hyper-distributed environment. You know, the users are working from home, they're remote, they have access to their own devices, they access a lot of the corporate applications on their own devices, on their personal devices. Applications are spread across public clouds, they're spread across software as a service, infrastructure as a service, and your data is everywhere. You know, your data is on your personal devices, it's on the cloud, it could be on a server, on-prem. So we've gone from everything kind of being centralized and everything being kind of guarded, if you may, to this hyper-distributed, you know, it's on everything and everywhere environment. So that obviously improves productivity and it makes our lives much easier because you have the flexibility to work from anywhere using any devices on any application. So it obviously improves productivity. But the flip side of that equation is, you've gone from having everything guarded in a central location to now being hyper-distributed. So that essentially means that the security technologies and the solutions and kind of the architecture and the framework we've been using to protect the data, protect our assets, protect the crown jewels of our environment have completely changed over the last couple of years, especially. COVID has just accelerated it because it has just increased people working from home and using their devices. So data is everywhere, which means threats have evolved. It means that the bad actors can get to stuff in a number of different ways. And then you throw things like AI on top of it, and it's a pretty dangerous and scary place out there.
Let's double click on that. How does our approach to cybersecurity have to shift in order to keep pace with these emerging threats?
Yeah, when you look at our, you know, the cyber security tools and technologies that are out there. If you talk to any of the customers that, you know, unfortunately have had a recent breach, they would tell you that they have invested in so many different security tools. An average study shows that an average enterprise would have 30 to 40 different security tools out there. So you can't keep throwing money at different and different tools and solutions out there and not have essentially a platform or an architectural approach to how you actually solve technology. So the old days was you find a problem, you actually install a tool to fix that particular problem. You never took into consideration whether that newly installed tool or solution actually works with your existing tools and solutions and how everything has to work together from an architectural or a platform perspective. In today's world, you're only as secure as your weakest link. And if these different solutions and technologies don't work together, that's going to be a huge problem. So you're not really, as a customer and as a security professional, you're not getting good visibility into what is going on in your environment. So that's problem number one. So you need all these tools to work together, have a cohesive approach to security. So you need to know what is happening by making sure that everything is able to work together. Secondly, all these different tools that are working together generate an enormous amount of data. They just say, you know, this is happening and that's happening. So you need the ability to have a comprehensive ability to detect and respond to these alerts. So that's where the solution that we're talking about today, you know, things like Cisco XDR with the managed detection and response is able to kind of correlate all those alerts coming in, make sense out of it, and then be in a position to respond to these things. And when you want to do these managed detection response, you can't just be doing the legacy way of throwing humans at the problem, because we are dealing with bad actors that leverage AI and automation and machine learning. And you need to have on your side, on the good side, if you may, the ability to use AI and machine learning and be able to respond to some of these threats out there.
When it comes to the next generation security operations center, what do you envision?
Yeah, next generation security operations centers need to really leverage a lot of AI and automation and machine learning. So as I was mentioning, you know, the industry has changed, the market has changed, the customers, they've invested in a lot of tools and technologies that don't necessarily work together. Traditional SOC, traditional security operations centers, used to have a lot of bodies, a lot of humans trying to make sense of this situation, trying to make sense of all the logs that they get from all these different tools, all the alerts that are generated. And then they have to try and make sense about this. And then they have to essentially respond to this. So traditional security operations centers were staffed with a number of different security analysts looking at different types of monitors. You know, you almost look at it as a scene from CSI where you have all these guys looking at all these different monitors and trying to make sense out of it. That's not how modern security operations centers need to leverage and operate. Modern security operations centers need to leverage AI to understand what the threat is about. So there's a process called as using artificial intelligence to enrich the threat. So you have a threat out there. What does that actual threat mean? So that you need to use AI, and it's able to detect and respond to these much, much faster than humans can. Then you need to be in a position to use automation and machine learning to essentially be in a position to respond to these threats. So you can't wait at 2 a.m. when there is a ransomware attack going on. You can't wait for a bunch of humans to try and see what is this attack all about, and then how can I actually then make sense out of this? That process is probably going to take a couple of hours, and before they can respond, the ransomware attack has already happened. So the modern SOC, modern security operations centers, need to be in a position where they're able to respond extremely quickly. So the mean time to detect and respond needs to be really high. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is by leveraging technology, technologies like a Cisco XDR. That's the only way they're going to be able to position to consolidate these things, correlate these alerts, and be in a position to detect and respond.
So when it comes to working with Cisco, and I know you mentioned the Cisco XDR earlier, what specifically are you doing to create a market differentiating solution?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the security operations centers and the tools that we use, like for example, when we use Cisco XDR as the tool, what that allows us to do is to essentially ingest a lot of different logs, a lot of different alerts from a number of different security sources out there. So it doesn't matter if it is from the endpoint, so whether it's from a PC or a MacBook, it doesn't matter if it is cloud-based threats, cloud-based alerts. It doesn't matter if it is something that's on your internet circuit. It's something that someone is trying to do a distributed denial of service attack. What a tool like XDR is able to do is essentially get all those different threats, get all those different alerts, is able to make sense out of them to say, okay, here's what's going on. I've got a billion different alerts coming in, but basically this is what is happening on your enterprise network. This is what's happening on your infrastructure, or this is what's happening on the cloud side of things. And then because they're able to use artificial intelligence, we are able to understand a lot more about that threat. So it's going to give you visibility. The XDR tool is going to give you visibility into what that threat is, can do. What are the behavioral characteristics of that threat? And then more importantly, it's able to detect this threat. It's able to give you information about these threats. But more importantly, it's able to react. It's able to remediate those threats. So we have what's called as playbooks, essentially scripts that we can actually use using tools like XDR, where we can say, okay, if you see this happening, do this. And so that allows us to use the tool like XDR to dramatically reduce the mean time to detect a threat. And then more importantly, increase the ability for us to remediate very, very quickly. So before XDR and using humans, what could take hours now essentially comes down to minutes. And in the world of cybersecurity, time is essence. You know, you need to be in a position to respond to these threats in minutes. And the more efficiently and the more faster we are able to respond to these threats, the better it is for our customers. That's the key aspect of this solution from Cisco.
So what are the tangible differences that customers have seen when it comes to detection and response?
When you look at the tangible differences, you will see that A, we are able to respond, we're able to detect and respond to these threats faster. So that is a huge differentiator because speed is of the essence in the world of cybersecurity. Two, we are able to, using a combination of things like AI and artificial intelligence and machine learning, the ability to respond is also become more efficient. What does that mean? So yes, faster is one part of it, but efficient means we are able to respond to it more accurately because we are using machine technology and machine learning to be able to respond to this. And kind of the other benefit is when you look at someone like Driven and what we are able to do in our security operations center, by replacing humans, now we're not completely replacing humans. We're not saying this is all about bots and agents and stuff like that. It is AI powered and human enriched. So what that allows us to do is essentially reduce the cost of labor for some of these technologies and some of these offerings that allow us to then make it cheaper for our customers to consume our services. So you've essentially taken tools like XDR and essentially made it faster, more efficient, and cheaper for our customers to operate. So that's a win-win for everybody.
Finally here, where can our audience go to learn more?
Definitely reach out to our website. Go to our website, driven.tech. You'll see a lot of information in there. Obviously, Driven has been a strong Cisco partner. We are a Cisco Gold partner. We are a Cisco XDR specialized partner. So you can find us even through the Cisco partner locator page as an example. But to start off, please go to driven.tech and you can get our contact information and the ability to reach out through the website, and someone will definitely get in touch with you.
Interesting stuff. Vinu, thank you so much here for the time.
Awesome. Thank you. Michael, thanks so much for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. We've been speaking with Vinu Thomas. He is the Chief Operating Officer at Driven Technologies. For Information Security Media Group, this is Michael Novenson.